I'm Mike Roberts, and with, I hope, that now familiar signature tune from Billy Vaughan and his orchestra, Look for a Star, it's an opportunity for me to welcome you to this, the 10th and final programme of my series, The Golden Years. And as I promised last week, I am devoting the entire show to a small selection of my favourite recordings previously aired during the series to date. Like this one from programme number one, when I featured it to introduce what I regarded as the essential elements that have created the music and song we know today, like this one from programme number one, when I featured it to introduce what I regarded as the essential elements that have created the music and song we know today as the Great American Songbook. Music born during those golden years.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
The voice of Frank Sinatra, the orchestra and the arrangement of Nelson Riddle, together with the words and music of one of the Golden Years' greatest composers, Cole Porter. Combining in that recording, I've Got You Under My Skin, to bring us all those previous ingredients I mentioned. The First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featured prominently in the series, and it is an Ella recording that represents the second in my choice of favourites. It is a song from one of my early programs when I was featuring songs from the vast Rodgers and Hart songbook. However, I confessed at the time, as I do again now, that for me it conjures up and evokes wonderful images of two young people in love, hand in hand, as they explore the sights, the sounds, the wonder, and the atmosphere of Manhattan. An atmosphere I felt when I first visited in 2012. Here is Ella Fitzgerald.
Summer journeys to Niagara and two other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
Ella Fitzgerald with Rodgers and Hart's Manhattan, first heard in the 1925 Broadway musical The Garrick Gaieties. For my third favourite from the 55 or so recordings featured, I'm revisiting programme number 5, during which, listeners may recall, I featured exclusively songs and artists from, as I described it, the Great British Songbook. Written in the late 1940s by English lyricist Eric Mashwitz, with music by Manning Sherwell, here is These Foolish Things.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, and you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who is to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These fruitless things remind me of you. Of smoldering leaves, the way love steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the coast of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you so near to me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Remind me of you. Remind me of you.
Eric Mashwitz, These Foolish Things, written following his somewhat unrequited romance with the Chinese-American actress Anna May Wong, so the story goes. Sung there by an artist of today, Rod Stewart, and appropriately more gently than his usual style. Well now, as we've reached roughly the halfway point, it's an opportunity for me to say that I'm Mike Roberts with the final programme in my latest series, The Golden Years, and probably a good point to provide a reminder on the contact details as well for anyone who might wish to comment. No change, direct to me by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by any other conventional method via Campus FM. And in about a week or so, this programme will join all the others on webcasts, where, if you wish, you can hear any of them again. My fourth favourite recording is another one that I included in the fifth programme of the series. My choice then was one of the songs Noel Coward wrote for his operetta Bitter Sweet. Why is it a special favourite for me? Because I think it's a great and perfect blend of ingredients essential for a memorable song. Poetic lyrics, a melody that really does linger on, and the extra something with which one feels perhaps able to identify with, personally. And when it is interpreted with the sensitivity that Claire Teal brings to it, it has to be a special favourite. Here is If Love Were All.
I believe in doing what I can, in crying when I must, and laughing when I choose. Hey ho, if love were all, I should be lonely. The more you love a man, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although, when began. The most I've had is just the talent to amuse. Hey ho, if love were old, I think.
Claire Teal with that sensitive and beautiful interpretation of Noel Coward's If Love Were All, a song first published in 1929. And so I come to the penultimate of my favourite recordings previously aired during the series to date. And it is a purely instrumental piece that I featured from the Songs of the Golden Years in the programme I devoted to those that had a location in their title or in their lyrics. It is a favourite because it really does remind me of a wonderful rail journey that I and my wife did across Canada from east to west to celebrate the arrival of the new millennium, and during which we observed as we journeyed late evening across the great expanses of the prairies the same observation that must have inspired the composer of this, my fifth choice of favourites. Here is George Shearing and Canadian Sunset. George Shearing and Canadian Sunset, written by jazz pianist Eddie Haywood, with lyrics by Norman Gimbel, and first released in 1956, reminding me of when I recorded the event with a memorable holiday in Canada and representing my fifth of six special favourites. And indeed, that is where I find myself now, introducing my last favourite from those 55 pieces that I hope we have all been enjoying over these 10 weeks. Bing Crosby enjoyed a phenomenal career during the golden years. He was then, and is still today, the third top-selling movie star of all time. As a singer, he set the standard for crooning, and was the singer that a younger Frank Sinatra looked to as the one to emulate. Bing sold more than an incredible billion records, of which 400 were hits, including 36 number ones. I included Bing in both Programme 7 when I covered the duets, and also in the same programme as the tune we've just heard, Canadian Sunset, when I covered songs with a location in their titles. And it is that location song that I'm going to play again now. Here's Bing Crosby and Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again. Transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you need no castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park, greet autumn in New York, it's good to live it again.
Bing Crosby and Autumn in New York, from his last major recording project, the album Seasons, recorded in London in mid-September of 1977. And as the sleeve notes record, if the voice had lost some fullness at the high end of the range, those glorious low tones were still in evidence, and as they had been for 50 years, still reassuring and comforting. How accurately true! Bing Crosby died, aged 74, on October 14th of that same year, 1977. And that final recording, as with all the music for all my previous series, was sourced entirely from my own personal music library. I do hope you've enjoyed the golden years, and that you might feel free to say so, or simply comment on any aspect if you wish, via the contact details I gave earlier. And by way of reminder again, my email address is mikeroberts@firenet.ws. Though I am not able to say when or even if we might meet over the airwaves again, I do want to thank you all for listening. Thanks are also due to Campus FM for the airtime, and to my good friend Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for engineering it all so impeccably from the start. He joins me once again in thanking you all for being with us. So, until the next time or whenever, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.